Welcome to this week's Anglers Channel Insider Podcast, brought to you by Ranger Boats. Still building legends one at a time. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Brown and Jason Duran.
Welcome, folks, to this week's Anglers Channel Insider Podcast. Brought to you by Ranger Boats, powered by Mercury Marine, shocked to life by Relion Lithium Batteries. Chris Brown, along with the Anglers Channel Circus, Mr. Jason Duran, Mr. Kenneth Grover, and Director of Social Media Operations, Mr. David Zhang, who I think at this point is just run this whole damn show. I think I'm just going to hand him the keys to it and just say go with it because... He's killing it up there. So, bad part is it's getting warmer up there, David. So you're going to be spending more time outside soon, aren't you?
We'll see. I've been stuck inside from work. I opened the door. It's like, 80 degrees outside. I'm like, dude, this is too hot for me. So I just shut it
off.
Too
hot? Wow. You can't come down here then. It's 80 degrees in the morning when we wake up.
That's 80 degrees in the house.
That's it. That is. It is Tuesday, May 26th. We're recording this the day after Memorial Day. Everybody seemed to survive Memorial Day. I did barely. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do anything. That was nice. Mr. Grover, how was your Memorial Day weekend?
Got on the water for a little while Saturday, and I actually worked Monday.
Oh. Worked at the office or did honeydews?
At the office.
Oh. Dedication. Hashtag work ethic. Hashtag
essential. Hashtag behind.
Hashtag behind. Anything happen on the water for you on Saturday morning, or did everything just status quo?
Well, my son's been acting like he wanted to go the last couple of weekends, and I've been tied up in other things he couldn't go. So I finally told him, hey, I'm free this weekend. Let's go. So he wasn't too happy when I told him what time we'd have to leave the house, but he finally agreed to go.
Yeah.
So nothing. I mean, we struggled for a little while. We got on a little spot, had a bunch of fish. They were all small, but he had a chance to catch quite a few fish. So it worked out.
Good deal. Good deal. Always fun spending time with – I did a little pond hopping last week with my son after the quarantine cup with Kobe Carden and Clinton Davis, which that was a rodeo the first 30 minutes when the shad spawn was going on. And then when that died, well, so did everything else. So, but it was crazy. We drove past several lakes, drove past Gunnersville. Every boat ramp was full. It seemed like every – jackknife and idiot was out and about running around. I understand that what I call my home lake as far as recreation goes up on Timmis Ford was an absolute shit show, so I'm glad I wasn't up there. Matter of fact, we hadn't even gotten the big boat out this year, so it hadn't even cleaned up, so that's how busy. And we got looking at calendars, I may not even see it till the 4th of July, the way it sounds right.
Whoa.
Now. Yep. So, and the only reason I'll see it then, we got a big family reunion type thing going on over on Wilson. So I'll have to bring it out then, I reckon, just because I've got nephews and kids that want to do things. So it'll probably get pulled out then. But the Ranger, though, has seen quite a bit of activity. It's got more hours on it now than last year's did when I sold it. So it is busy. Jason, we were talking off air while you were traveling and getting your truck worked on. You had quite an interesting time on the water on Friday, didn't you?
Yeah, I've kind of had one of your typical weeks, I think. It started out headed to the lake Friday afternoon. I found your friend that you catch and released a few weeks ago. You're a nice buzzard friend.
He's
back in action.
Yeah.
He's back in action, eating in the middle of the road. And that Toyota truck gave him another piece of his business and threw him over in my lane. And I'm so thankful for my ARE cap today and my ARE basket for saving my boat. It turned into a big spoiler and scooped that buzzard off into the air and threw him over into the ditch. Chris, you put one of these baskets on before, and that Ascend basket is solid steel.
Solid.
Well, it has a super solid dent in the front of it right now, and I didn't think you could bend it. Well, it definitely bent it. So, and then, from there, I killed your buzzard. You're welcome.
He got
a whole new grill out of the deal, but he ain't alive anymore.
Well, that's good.
So, that's good. He gone.
He gone.
And then jumped on the water, and you know, it's a safe place to be on the water this time of year, but that's a relative word that we don't use very often on Memorial Day. But I'm so thankful for the troopers being out on the water, helping everybody stay safe. And I pulled out of the buoys at Joe Wheeler State Park that morning, looked over, and here he is. You know, thankfully I did not break the wake like the rest of the world usually does going through there. I looked and I was just kind of getting my hummingbird units.
Oh. I actually yelled at a guy during the quarantine cup last week on lay. Came back to the dock, and dude has dropped his Sea-Doo boat, which makes zero sense to me. Why you own a Sea-Doo boat?
Yeah.
Dropped his Sea-Doo boat in the water, right? And he proceeds to 6 feet from the dock, you know, put it on plane.
Get it.
And as I yell at him, which he turns and looks at me, and then as he gets to the no wake buoy, he reads it. I mean, like, full head turn, reads the buoy, and just shrugs his shoulders and keeps on going.
Oh, well,
sorry,
too late now.
Didn't mean to interrupt you.
So I looked over at Mr. Trooper there and, you know, set my hummingbird units up, getting the depth all set and everything, the maps all laid out, and getting ready to take off, looked over, and here he comes. He's, you know, he's a couple hundred yards away. And, I could have taken off and just blew him away, you know, and just said, hey, he's not looking for me. But I just kind of, I kept idling. He got up beside me and said, hey, Captain, nice to see you. And I said, how are you, sir?
Oh, Captain Morgan over.
I said, what you want to see? And I got everything in one box. I'm pulling, you know, I know what they want. You know, I'm pulling fire extinguisher. I'm pulling the throw vest, you know, and he's like, no, I don't need to see any of that. Oh. He said, I want to see that kill switch. And I said, it's right there, ready to see. And he said, where's your kill? You know, where's your, you know, lanyard? And I said, it's hooked to that kill switch. He said, no, where's the other hand hooked? And I don't know if y'all know this, but that's a law now that you have to have that thing hooked to your personal. You have to be hooked to you.
To your personal.
You know, it's one thing. All you ski boat drivers riding around with it just kind of hooked, you know, and maybe it'll hook and catch you on your way out, but it's got to be attached to you. So it's attached to my life vest like we all do all the time. And I said, man, it's hooked to my life vest that I took off right when you pulled up, you know, and he saw me take it off because I stood up and he's like, all right, good job. You know, and he said, you're out here just, and then he said, I'm going to need to see your cooler. You know, I got my Yeti cooler sitting right there, popped it open. He's like, what's that one right there? I guess he'd never seen a monster before, you know? And I said, well, I just don't know all these drinks out there these days.
Did you give him one?
You know, we live, he needed one. He said, we live in a dry county here. So I said, well, all I got's waters and Cokes. So we're good to go. So he let me go and everything's good. So I appreciated him, thanked him. And I saw him again that day and he wanted to stop me again, but I just thumbs up and waved at him. So he was going to stop me again. So I don't know. Double check, I guess.
Well, that's good. You know, usually during Memorial Day, we go to Texas and we visit family. Yeah. And due to some other complications here, we didn't go this year. And I'm glad we didn't for that reason. But rather than trying to avoid the state troopers over there or the water patrol over there, the family that we spend time with over there, Laura's aunt and uncle, they make us drive to it. Pull up beside it. I want to talk to him. And I'm like, no, I don't want. I don't want to talk to him.
No.
Go talk to him. You know. So we pull up and they'll have a conversation, and he'll be like, you know, while I got you. And I'm like, here we go.
While I got you. Yeah.
Here we go. And there's always that one guy. There's always that one guy in your party that wants to control the conversation. And I'm like, dude, shut up. Just shut your mouth. All right. Just be quiet. I got this. I am El Capitan right now.
Yeah.
Shut up. Oh, yeah. My favorite. My absolute favorite. So. Well, good. Well, I'm glad everybody had a good weekend. We got a lot of things coming up. Calendars are back up and running. I got an email today, David, the Big Bass Bash on somewhere like Missouri or somewhere it's in the calendar. They're back up and running this weekend. I started looking through our calendar, and dude, it's just tournaments galore. So everybody's starting to get back underway. Not our friends in Illinois. They're still shut down till Sunday, I believe, or maybe even Monday. Hell, I don't know. I've lost track of those guys. But everybody else seems to be getting back underway. And We are getting good to go. We got a good show for you guys tonight, as promised. We got an elite serious guy on the show. What are you laughing at, David? What's so funny?
Jason decided to change his look for a bit there. That's all. Oh,
put my hat on.
Be 50-50.
You know, we can change his look really quick. We just turn his camera off. It'd be really good.
Wardrobe change. We can fix wardrobe change.
But, David, what happened to all your artwork? Did y'all have a art class go around?
Art class. School's out for the
school's
summer.
Out for the Almost. Summer. All the art's down.
No, just take it down. That's all.
Just take it down.
Because, right. You know, pretty soon it's going to compete with the Christmas tree, like you said. So.
That's true. I mean, July's right around the corner. You know, it's almost Christmas time. So, I mean, it gets closer every day. So, that's what I tell my kids anyway. But good show for you guys tonight. Got our buddy John Cruz coming up on the show. Owner of Missile Base. He's going to be on the show. Jason apparently has a list of questions for John. I'm going to talk to him about getting the Elite Series show back underway and excited for that. And then I guess the Toyota Series starts this week on Pickwick out of Florence. So we've got a big mm-hmm. event going on there. Chickamauga's coming up in a couple of weeks for the FLW MLF guys, which I got invited on another show this week to voice my opinion and share my thoughts on MLF
LW. The opinionated one.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I didn't share this with you guys. This is pretty interesting too. But when we were all talking this morning, one of the questions was from our group text here or chat was, hey, let's get Bill Taylor on the show and let's talk about the upcoming FLW stuff, right? What's going on and the schedule and everything. So I reached out to a good friend of mine at, I guess it's not MLFLW. And I said, hey, can I get Bill Taylor's contact information? And it was crickets.
Ooh.
And then he finally got back to me. And he said, hey, CB, it's your thing. I can pass it along to you. However, before I do, I'd love to pitch you the idea of having a new tournament director, Daniel Fennell, on instead.
Yep.
Daniel was promoted to Senior Tournament Director of Pro Circuit earlier this season, replacing Bill, who was promoted to Senior Director of Operations. Bit of a transition. We certainly appreciate Daniel getting an opportunity like this to be seen and heard as the voice of the Pro Circuit. So I replied to him. I said, that's fine. Let's set him up for next Tuesday. So hopefully we'll have Daniel Fennell on next Tuesday. Talk about FLW stuff coming up. But
can we still have Bill too, though? Because I like the way Bill talks. Can we still have Bill? Just
I don't know that we can understand Bill. It's kind of like Kenneth. It's kind of like Facebook Live trying to understand me or do the subtitles for me or for some of the anglers that we do that with. So I imagine that would be pretty comical. But we do have a good show for you guys tonight. John Cruz, like I said, is going to be on. Talk about bass. Get back into the bass side of things. Got a few comments about the MLF show last week, and I think Matt threw me off a little bit just by having a fifth face in the crowd here. You know, kind of like I had an audience outside of you guys. It's a little different.
Yeah.
But we did have quite a bit of comments from that show. A lot of mixed reviews. Some like it, some don't like it, some don't care. Some like me and really don't care, but it is what it is, so it'll be good. But let's pay a few bills real quick though. We got to thank our friends from TH Marine, from Atreus and Petroleum Motor. They have got you covered. Put some of the TH Marine deck lights on my trailer this week or a few weeks ago. Actually.
Look at you.
Yeah, mounted them underneath the fender, pointing down in front of the wheels. You know, just so I can see at night.
Makes better photos, be honest.
It does make better photos. It does. But it's also for me to see where my thing is because them little orange lights just don't do it, you know. And I got a spare tire cutting up one side, so it just doesn't do it. So got to thank those guys. Check them out, thmarineteam.com. Carhartt, work hard, play hard. Check them out at carhartt.com. Mustad, there's still a big sale going on right now, I believe, over on mustad-fishing.com. Check those guys out. And, of course, Hercules Tires. Right on our strength. I have done over 15,000 miles on the set of Hercules that I bought back in January, and very impressed by it. I've recommended them to several people, and really good tire. So there'll be a review on EnglishChannel.com soon coming up for that. Let's see. You guys make sure you feel free to share your voice with us via the podcast hotline brought to you by TrickStep 256-535-3217. We know there's a classic announcement coming later on today, Wednesday, the 27th. I'm not sure what time. I know there's a live going on with Swindle and Riley Green on the water, which is that should be a good one as well. But then there's going to be a classic announcement. I do know the dates. I was told from a very good source the dates are going to be late March. So after my birthday's on the 15th, so I think it's the weekend after my birthday, like the 19th or the 21st, something like that, something along those lines. That was a officially unofficial type deal. So I don't know. It's going to be on top of one of our ABT events, so we'll have to figure that out closer we get to it. But, yeah, it could be interesting. Any guesses as to where they might go, Jason?
You know, we said Knoxville. I bet Knoxville was on the list. I bet Hartwell's on the list.
Well, we don't think Hartwell can get it, though, because of comments that our buddy Neil Paul had made comments about. But you think they'll go back to Knoxville? One place we haven't been in a long time.
They love it there.
We've not been to Shreveport in a long time.
We haven't.
Hadn't been to Shreveport in a long time. Hadn't been to a lot of places in a long time, but Kenneth, you made an interesting point.
I'd like to see him go to Texas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What part of Texas?
What?
I don't know. Just Texas?
Yeah, just Texas.
I'll loan you my cowboy hat. No?
I'd wear it.
I know you would.
Like, what big city? I mean, Houston, but what other big city would you?
Houston. Sorry.
It's close to Dallas.
Fork,
but it's a long ways from Dallas.
Fork's a couple hours from Dallas. It'd be a hard.
Guntersville's an hour and a half from Birmingham, so.
I stopped back up on that conversation Louisville, when I said that.
Isn't Louisville close to Dallas? I mean, there's several within an hour. Surely the guy at Tulsa can't host the Red Crest and the Classic on the same month, can they? What are the dates? Dates on the Red Crest? Do they overlap? We ain't thought about that, have we? Let's see. Let's do a little major league fishing
search. April. Well, Red Crest actually happened.
What's that website where the Red Crest is? What's the name?
I don't remember. Red Crest. Red Crest is com. Red Crest is February 23rd through 27th. So Red Crest is in February, so you know three and a half weeks prior to the Classic. They might could do it. It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
You think?
Well, for one of the organizations, it is. Well,
that's what I would think, too. But I don't know. We'll do some digging. We'll see if we can't find out. But it's going to be announced today at Bassmaster.com, and you can also find it here at AnglersChannel.com. As soon as they make the announcement by the press release, we'll have it on the website, which will be good. If you are interested in fishing the Alabama Bass Trail 100, your registration to sign up is June the 1st, 6 a.m. at AlabamaBassTrail100.org. It's a shameless plug for some good friends that we work for. We're going to do a Facebook Live deal later on tonight, Tuesday night, for them, but for that deal. But, yeah, that's going to be an interesting deal. How fast will they sell out, Jason? What do you think?
A day. I think it'll fill up in a day.
In a day? Kenneth, your thoughts?
It may fill up before lunch.
I'll give it about 3 hours.
3 hours. All right. Good deal.
Everybody I hear questioned, are you signing up? They all say, I'm begging to get in. So, and that's pros too.
Yeah, it is pros. So it's going to be a lot of Alabama pros. I think we're going to see get in it, and it could be a really interesting deal. So a lot going on in the fishing world, a lot of stuff getting back started. Did you see some of the pictures from like Lake of the Ozarks and some of that from the not social distancing this weekend? A lot of, I mean, just, you know, obviously, of course, you know, holiday weekend, all the boaters are out, the bars are open, the docks are open, all that good stuff. But, you know, I'm a little concerned. I mean, we probably won't spend that much time on the lake this year just because of the traffic that'll be out there. I hear from like 10 to 4 on our lake that it's just, I say our lake, Tim's Ford, it's just crazy. You really can't get out and do a lot just because of that. But
the new thing to do this year, You know what it is? Camping.
Oh.
Mom and Daddy rode over to Ditto last weekend.
Yeah.
Y'all seen that campground there, right, Kenneth? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thought houses and subdivisions were built bad. The campers touch each other at Ditto Landing. So,
oh, wow.
Just a heads up.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. There's a new deal for you. Camping. We thought about a camper, but then we've thought better of it. I like my air conditioning in my house and my bed. But I wouldn't mind doing a little bit of it. But I don't think we'll spend as much time on the water this year, you know, especially on the weekends, just because there's no travel ball. There's no camps. There's things that aren't happening. And, Kenneth, I just saw where they've closed. What's the park that you guys have there in Decatur?
Point Mallard.
Yeah, they closed it for the 2020 season. Yeah, yeah, they've closed Point Mallard. But the big pool water park deal, they've closed it. So, yeah, kind of a new normal is going to be kind of interesting. So, like we always say, stay safe. And as Jason has acknowledged, put your damn kill switch on your life jacket.
Please.
Put it on there. Did he check your trash can? You weren't in Mississippi.
What's the name of it? Well, I wasn't down there at Ross Barnett. No, he didn't check for my crash can.
Is your crash can? Your crash can? What? Is it just Ross Barnett?
I'm pretty sure that's what I heard when that's
are
what
they
the
trying
article
to recycle
said
down
that
there
time. Because that's a trash monster down there. Everybody throws the trash overboard. So
it's just called the Dead Sea is what I call it. So, all right, let's take a quick little break. When we come back, our buddy John Cruz will join us on the show, and we'll see how he's getting prepared for the Elite Series coming up right after this on the Anglers Channel Insider Podcast.
Turn up the heat with America's most innovative total performance fishing machines. With more best-in-class features, the Ranger Z Comanche series has taken all-out performance to even higher levels. Dare to dream and join a whole new level of leadership. The Ranger Z Comanche series. Still building legends, one at a time. At Mercury, there are no limits to the lengths we'll go. Make sure you have no limits either. Unlimited adrenaline. Unlimited fun. Unlimited weekend. Except maybe having to go home eventually. Introducing the all-new V8 Mercury Pro XS. Light, quick, efficient. Mercury, go boldly.
Welcome back, folks. Anglers Channel Insider Podcast, and we're brought to you by our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse, your fishing and outdoor store. You can find everything you need right there at the Sportsman's Warehouse location or online at sportsmans.com. And I have seen a lot of this guy's products in Sportsman's Warehouse. Our good buddy from Missile Baits, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro, Mr. John Cruz. Buddy, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks for having me on, man. Just been staying busy for sure, and looking forward to fishing in a few derbies here coming up pretty soon.
A few derbies. Well, you've had a great kickoff to the year. A second place the St. John's and a sixth place at the Bassmaster Classic, and everything just came to a standstill. So what have you been doing in the past couple months?
It was very odd the way all that worked out. You know, the mojo was flowing, like when you have to take a real big whiz and then you start and then you got to pinch it off. You know, it's like, no, you don't want to do it, but, you know, we just gonna have to get through it and keep on rolling. But man, we've been busy with the missile baits. I've been in there pretty much every day, just working like crazy, man, because people are buying fishing lures and, you know, we're doing our best to make sure that we stay stocked up with inventory and you know, get it out. A lot of retail, orders been coming in, but definitely early on, the dealer orders really were halted in the first couple weeks. But man, the last 3 weeks, the distributor and the dealer orders are just really ramping up because people have been fishing and they've just been wiping out a lot of these dealers and they've been restocking like crazy. So it's been good.
Absolutely. John, how old is Missile Baits?
We are 8 years old. This January we turned 8, and so we're just a little over 8 years old as a company.
That's awesome. Well, you guys have got, I mean, I remember some of the products you first came out with, but how many SKUs do you have now? I mean, you guys have got a bunch.
We've grown quite a bit. We cut 40 SKUs last summer, but then we turned around and added more than that in the last 6 months. So we're up, and it just as far as soft plastics alone, we got over 200 SKUs there, and then we've got the skirted jigs and then the apparel and some of that other stuff as well. So, you know, some of the accessories and weights. Now we have the Necco weights to go with the Necco rigs and that kind of stuff. So we're riding along and just trying to, you know, fill in all the holes we see in the market, things I need out there on tour.
How much fishing have you been doing these past couple of months?
It's funny because I was just talking to fellow Elite Series pro David Mullins, and he said, man, I hadn't been fishing but maybe 5 times in the last 2 months. He said, I just kind of needed to clear my head and not fish a whole lot so I can be ready for the back nine, so to speak, on the once the tournament gets started. But I've probably fished about 10 or 12 times, something like that, in the last 2 months, which is a lot for me to, you know, not be during a tournament time period. That's a lot for me to be fishing at home. And some of that's been with my family, and then some of it's been, you know, shooting video and stuff like that. But I've been out there on the water a decent amount.
Okay, good deal.
Speaking of shooting videos, John, you know, you described this break perfectly starting out. I don't know if I can describe it that way of just pinching it off, but good word there. Your video, you know, that's what I want to talk to you about. Your YouTube channel has just taken off, and you know, you give every bit of tips, you know, from boat driving to rods to how to eliminate a line twist. But one of my favorite tips you gave was in your video about life on the road as a bass angler, you know, and was to use, and this goes right back to what you were talking about, how we opened up the show. It goes back to the bathroom again, but you recommended using hotel bathrooms on the road. I think I that was an excellent idea. Excellent.
Yeah, I've been doing that for years. You know, I just, you know, it started early on for me when I was, like the first year on tour, I believe is what it was. I remember the time I went up to New York and I was driving home and I said, man, I think I can make it. And then it got to be about 3 a.m. and man, my head felt like it weighed about 400 pounds and there's no way I was keeping awake. So I pulled off there in Southern Pennsylvania and it was a Hampton Inn. And I said, man, I'm going to go in this Hampton Inn. The parking lot's well lit. I know it's safe. I'm going to just go over here and just take a nap in the truck. So I pulled in the parking lot and I took me about a 4-hour nap in the truck, you know, and then it got light. I heard people's car doors open and kind of woke me up. So I was like, man, I need to go inside and brush my teeth and get going. So I went inside to brush my teeth and said, man, well, I need to go to the bathroom. And I just woke up. Then I went to the bathroom. I was like, man, these things are like, nobody uses these bathrooms. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start using these bathrooms more often. And then the best part of the whole deal was I walked out of the bathroom to go get back in my truck. And the nice lady working the breakfast bar there, she goes, excuse me, sir, would you like one of these, like our fresh biscuits here at our breakfast? And I said, as a matter of fact, I think I will. I think I appreciate that. And so I went and had me a nice breakfast, got back in my truck and drove home.
I mean, it's just, you know, smorgasbord riding down the road. You just take advantage of everything out there. Is that, you know, kind of lines up with you there?
Yeah, you learn all these little life hacks, man. It's part of the deal.
But what has it been though for you know, a guy that had an established YouTube channel? How important is it right now for, you know, you can't get in front of the people on the tournament stage, and here you have access to all of us sitting at work today. You know, you can get access to us through YouTube. How important is that right now for you as a bass on the angler side?
Well, you know, it's going to continue to provide value to all the companies that I represent and to my own brand, you know, so it's just another social media channel that I've been putting some effort towards, but then during this window, as soon as this COVID deal happened, I was like, here we go. This is it. However long this break's going to be, I'm gonna make sure I'm posting videos 3 times a week because, with YouTube, content is king. I mean, don't fool yourself. You got to provide good content to get people to subscribe and to get people to view and all that kind of stuff. But frequency also helps. And I had not had the time to generate the content in order to post three times a week. So that's really what I've been doing. You know, it's posting three times a week since the COVID deal hit. And in between tournaments, I'm going to try to continue to do three times. But during the tournaments, I'm probably going to, you know, back up to like two times. That's just, it's just hard to provide good content. You know, I don't want to put any turds out there on the YouTube either.
But you put, I mean, the great tips are there. I mean, just I was watching yesterday, you know, the one you put up 5 days ago, you know, just how to be able to drive a bass boat at top speeds. You know, and a lot of guys want to go out there and hit top speeds, but have no clue that the boat doesn't have brakes, you know, so managing those engines and doing that. Switching gears a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, those videos, when people go to watch those, they need to watch them in progression. Like, you just can't go in there and watch the top speed and not watch the bass boat basics and the jack flip video, because
that's right.
What you learn in those two videos feed into that next one. So you kind of turning. I had the turning video, and people seem to really like that stuff. And I've had a lot of comments, and a lot of people say that they have struggled to find that type of content that really helps them. And that's good. That's what I want to do, is try to, you know, make people be safer and do what they want to do with their boat.
Well, shifting over, I mean, you're not only a fisherman, but you are a huge part of the industry because you're running a company in the industry. So you have a foot in both sides. And I'm sure that the people at the office right now are probably tired of seeing you and want you to go back to fishing because you're driving you're driving it there. But what is it like to be an angler and know, you know, how important it is to represent a company, but now you're the company, and how important it is to have good anglers that represent you well? Break that down just a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it is a little bit different, but when you're the company owner and part of the pro staff, you know, you kind of, so there's nobody that can run, and you can't, I can't compare myself to the rest of the pro staff, because nobody's going to represent your brand unless you have the sweat equity and the actual equity in the company. I think our list of pro staff guys are great, and I'm super proud of every single one of them. And it's funny, because, you know, like Shannon Wheeler, he's worked for me for Missile from day one. We're good friends, and we talk about it from time to time. And he would say, you know, man, you know, we've got a great pro staff. And I was like, well, you know, I knew all these dudes before we even, you know, like, I knew who I was getting myself into. It wasn't like, I've kind of seen this guy from the outside and I took a chance on him. You know, another, like Ed Lockard, you know, he's on our pro staff, bomb squad, or the pro staff, fellow Elite Series pro now. I've known Ed since I was 15. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've just known each other forever. Derek Hudnall, he was with us as a bomb squad level member. Same for Caleb Sumrall before they even fished a pro event.
Wow.
We got these guys when they were still fishing the local stuff because of other guys in their area recommended them. And we just got to know them. And then we've kind of followed them through the opens, and now they're both on the elites. And you know, we told them we'd reward them when they got to that level. And we pay them what a very fair, fair rate is for that type of angler. So it's worked out real well, and it makes it easy to work with those guys. Like I said, we have got longstanding relationships with most all of them, and, you know, guys like Ish are still, you know, doing a bunch of in-store promotions, and, you know, I need this video or I need that video. Bam, knocks it out, sends it right to you. It's easy to work with all the guys we've got. It's good.
But John, I know you always, we get these questions all the time. Hey, I'm looking for a sponsor. Hey, I'm looking for this. From the business guy, what would you say, a bit of advice to these guys that maybe guys don't normally say? You know, everybody always says, hey, make sure you believe in the brand. Da, 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 da. What from the company perspective would you say, this is why we look for the right guy, you know, and I want you to know this.
Right.
When I'm looking for a sponsor.
Right. I think that the biggest, you know, angle that I feel like that anglers take is the wrong angle with companies. And they approach the company and say, I want you to sponsor me. And I feel like it needs to go a little bit of the other way around. You you know, hey, what is your company looking for? Like, that needs to be the approach, I feel like, from anglers. Because I've had that. I've had anglers be like, hey, what do you guys look for in a pro staff member? And when I hear that, there is a flag that gets lit when I hear that, of like, this dude gets it, or this dude, you know, whatever. This person gets it right here. Like, they understand. Yeah. And I'm going to, like, hey, give me, I want your information. I want to follow you on social media. I want to watch you and see what you do, because you sound like you know what you're doing. Like, you sound like you speak the language of what I want to, you know, have a relationship with.
Sure.
And that's number one. Number two is what I was just kind of leading into, is that you need to have a relationship. I mean, businesses, I mean, all of you guys are in business from one way, shape, or form or the other, or been in multiple different businesses, and we all know that relationships mm-hmm. are how business gets done.
Yep.
And if you don't establish that relationship with the company, it's you're never going to get to where you want to be with that company. So you have to establish that relationship, build some trust, let them get to know who you are and how you're going to do your job before asking for anything. And I think those two things, the right approach, and then going ahead and trying to establish that relationship really without asking for anything, is the way to approach it. And nothing happens quickly. Nothing happens overnight. I mean, if you're like a Greg Hackney and you kind of come out of nowhere and just light the world on fire like you did about 15 years ago or whatever it was, then that's a little bit different story. But there's not that many of those kind of guys. So, you just need to establish those relationships. And even Greg, I mean, he knows the value of relationships. And you look at his sponsors, I mean, most of his sponsors he's had for quite a long time. So he obviously knows how to do those relationships.
You know, what's funny about this, and John, I don't know if you remember this or not, but I met John, guys. I met John in the line for the business center at ICAST. In 2002, there was a guy standing behind me wearing a Yamaha jersey. And the guy was with, like, hey, do you know this guy behind it? I'm like, I've been in this industry all of about 3 months at that time. And I turned around, and it was John Cruz. And we started talking. I believe you were faxing your Yamaha Pro Staff application or your renewal or something back to Yamaha. It was something weird. It was something strange at the time.
That's right. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it. You're like, man, we're here at ICAST, and I gotta get this deal done and get it sent in. And I just remember, I later on saw you at the Spro booth, and then a couple other places. And you know, it's that relationship thing. You all of a sudden the flag pops up, and of course, social media wasn't a big thing in 2002. So, you know, all of a sudden you go to shows or you go to tournaments, something like that, and you start seeing this guy's name pop up, and John Cruz. And next thing I know is you're with Bass Cat, and I'm shooting photos for them, and our paths have crossed a lot over the last 18 mm-hmm. years.
Oh yeah,
and it's
absolutely we have. They ain't gonna run up about the industry anytime soon. I know that
one. No, that's for sure.
Me or you.
No, that's for sure. Kenneth, you had a question about ICAST for him?
Yeah, John. Since ICAST has gone virtual, what will you and Missile Bates do different this year? And how are you going to keep Byron busy if he doesn't have a booth demand?
Byron is very busy inputting orders as of right now, and we just had a call. We had a meeting last week. Myself and Byron and my stepson Noah. He's interning for us this summer. He's 21. He's senior at Bridgewater College this fall, but then we had a Shannon, as I mentioned earlier, he was involved. We had a little powwow about kind of what our summer plan is. Well, first of all, our plan for ICAST, what all do we need to get done? With my schedule being gone, being here, being gone, that kind of stuff, I've got to make sure that I have everything scheduled out to when to shoot video and have everything ready to rock. But we really are kind of doing our own plan for ICAST this year. I mean, we're going to participate with the ASA and some of the stuff that they do, but a lot of what we did was creating, a lot of what I did at that show was creating content to help get the word out on what we have, what we got new, and that kind of thing. Byron, he's our director of sales, and he does a great job of having those one-on-one relationships with the dealers and finding out what they need and getting them the orders and educating them on all the new stuff. So we've had a number of powwows. I talked to Byron right before we had this call, as a matter of fact, and we were just talking about, you know, what our plans are for iCast. And you know, it's kind of a combination of some old school things and some, and you know, a lot of the social media video things, and just to kind of get it out, get the word out there on everything that we have, and to make sure everybody, like including you guys, you have the content you need to be able to you know, provide your viewers and your listeners with what they want to know and what they want to know what's new.
I got one other thing, and it's sort of more fishing related, but it's still business too. When you introduced the Quiver 6.5, did you have any idea how many different ways you could rig that bait and be effective?
I really didn't, to be honest with you. I mean, I think it was, I've talked about it quite a bit, and I wanted the Quiver 6.5 for the Necco rig and the Tokyo rig. Those were, because I could not find the right worm to do either one of those techniques. And I mean, I tried a bunch of different ones, and it really just spawned out of one. You know, I said, man, you know what? If our Ned bomb was just longer, it would be perfect. And so that's really what it ended up being, is it's just a longer version of those Ned bombs. And you know, once we've come out with them, yeah, man, I ended up flipping it. I ended up putting it on the drop shot. I caught a bunch of fish that way. I put it on the back of a chatterbait, caught a bunch of fish that way. It has been interesting. When you think a worm is just a straight worm, and it ends up being a whole lot more. That's when you know you got a good bait there.
Yeah, that's awesome. David, you had something for
him? Well, kind of switching, I guess, transitioning away from iCast for a bit here. With preparation, with the announcement of the new dates for 2021, I know that I'm maybe jumping the gun because you still have like, what, 6-7 events. And so how does that affect your 2021 preparation too? Because you're fishing now, before when your season ended, what, September? Now you're fishing all the way through November. How does that affect your preparations for 2021?
Dude, I've been fishing for so long. I remember when our seasons went from September to May. That used to be when our seasons would run. Yeah. It didn't follow the calendar like it does now. So it's almost like a blend of the old season, the new way with the old way. So I like it. I like that we're fishing into the fall and a little bit later. You know, for some guys, it's going to be a little bit more of an issue with, I feel like, transitioning boats. And being you need your boat through November, but usually I get rid of my boat in October anyway. So I'm going to keep it a couple extra weeks. It shouldn't be a big deal for me. And then I know that certain boat manufacturers have already told their pros to hold on to their boat that they have this year because they probably won't be able to get them a boat for next year.
Oh wow!
And all I can say is I'm glad Basscat is not one of the ones that has told us that, at least to this point. And I don't expect that to come out of Rick Pierce and the people at Mountain Home. I just don't see that happen.
Sure. Well, but you've got Lake Eufaula coming up here in a couple of weeks, and then you head up north. So how do you feel about the schedule coming up?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, if you're going to spend the month of July anywhere, in any one state fishing, I feel like that New York is about as good as you can get it. You know, it's going to be great. We're going to have amazing fisheries in a row up there. That's going to be a ball of fun. And then, you know, we're going to get like as you mentioned, start off with Eufaula here pretty soon. And that was one of the things I was talking with Mellon about. He said, yeah, I heard they had a tournament last weekend. Things were a little bit tough. It only took 23 pounds to win. I was like, wait a minute. You do what? He goes, well, usually it takes 27, 28. Last, you know, all of last summer, they were catching just monster weight. But the lake is, I guess for, based on how it was last year, it's a tick off, a little touch off. But so I don't know what's going on with that. We'll see. But I still imagine there'll be some good weights there at Eufaula. But then we'll, after that New York swing, we come back and we get St. Clair in August. That just, I mean, that's going to be awesome as always. And then we've got, the two in the South in October. We got Santee and Chickamauga. Those are going to be a lot of fun. I think you're going to see some techniques and some tactics that you haven't seen being utilized on the Elite Series in a little while, more of your typical fall techniques. And then we end the year, which I think is just an awesome way to do it. We end the year with Texas Fest in there at Lake Fork. So, okay, here's what you got at the last event. You got the AOY on the line. You've got the Texas Fest winner going to the Classic. Is he going to be a Classic qualifier or not? Is he going to get to bump down one more spot? Who's on the Classic bubble? That's going to be decided. Plus, you got a lot of guys that are on that bubble for this. At the end of this year is when the Elite Series is going to have to call a few guys in order to accommodate those guys off the open. Right. So, I mean, there's a lot going into that last event in early November. It's going to be one to circle on your calendar if you are a bass fishing fan, even if you are having to follow all of that from the deer stand that you're in because it is early November.
Well, it's certainly lining up to be an incredible rest of the season for you guys. And we are very excited to see you guys getting back in action and getting going. One last thing, as Kenneth mentioned, with ICAST coming up, any sneak peeks, any new product announcements you can give us ahead of time?
We've got one new product. We've got some new colors that you've never seen before that we're coming out with.
Okay.
And we've got one new product. It's nothing earth-shattering. It's just a different twist on something that'll work very well. That's a little overdue in my opinion, for our line. But it's gonna work well with the Ned Bomb and the Quiver 4.5. So that'll be more of a terminal tackle deal. That'll be coming out. We'll be showing that there here in about a month.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, brother, good luck the rest of the season. Good luck with your new products and everything else with Missile. And dude, thanks so much for your time tonight. It's great talking to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm glad we were able to jump on here. Appreciate you having me on, and it was fun visiting with you guys.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it. But take care. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Well, guys, there he is, the cruise missile, John Cruise. What a way to open an interview. Kind of like taking a whiz, and you got to pinch it off and hold it for a minute. I mean, come on. It doesn't get much better than that. I mean, holy smokes. You got to love
that. Is that like putting your thumb over a fire hose? I'm not sure, you know.
Thumb over a fire hose or up. I mean, anyway, sorry about that. That was good. Our buddy John Cruise, excited to have him on. Basscat Mercury Pro, good all-around guy. Known John a long time, like I said. And he's one of those guys that I met him in that line for the business center deal there at ICAST. And it's a long line, a lot of people, a lot of stuff going on. And met him there real quick. And ever since that day, anytime I've seen him, hey, CB, what's up? He always remembered me. We always talked. And just an overall, all-around great dude. So let's take a quick little break. When we come back, we'll look at a few countdown to blast-off items. And then we'll get you guys back on the water right here on the Angler's Channel Insider Podcast.
Sportsman's Warehouse is your one-stop convenient place to shop. Whether you're into camping, hunting, or fishing, our expert associates can help you find the gear you need. We carry a huge assortment of quality equipment from the best manufacturers in the country and around the world. We have guns, ammo, rods, and lures, not to mention every kind of outdoor clothing for the whole family. You can shop in one of our fully stocked stores or visit us online at sportsmanswarehouse.com. Visit Sportsman's Warehouse. Shop one of over 60 locations.
I'm pro angler Andy Montgomery. I've been making my living with Strike King products for a long time. So when they showed me the new Tour Grade line, I was all in. I knew I could trust it. What I didn't know was how easy it was to use. With the spooling tool and the prepaid envelope to recycle your old line included in every single box. Not only is it the best line on the market, it gives you the easiest fishing experience possible. Find out more at strikeking.com.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for hanging out to this portion of the show, the Costa Countdown to Blast Off, where we encourage you to use the hashtag, see what's out there. David, I dropped that hashtag this week. In the midst of typing that post, I was like, oh, shoot, don't forget, hashtag see what's out there. So I got it in there on my post there from a couple of weeks ago with that big smallmouth. Chris got to take a picture of me catching. So that was a fun throwback, too. So tournament calendar's filling up. David's all busy and whatnot, getting it all in here. And we are starting with today, actually tomorrow, with Thursday, with the FLW Toyota Series Central on Pickwick. And let me just say this. Pickwick has been hammered this past week. They had the college deal over there with a million boats there. And then, you know, you throw all the Memorial Day traffic, which I heard Memorial Day traffic went all the way past Trace Bridge.
Really?
So it got too crowded in Yellow Creek, so they all had to go out into the river. So it was all the way to Trace Bridge. You know, so it ought to be a good deal, though. You know, I'm going to say they're out by now. Kenneth, what do you think? I mean, they're going to be out there, right?
I think so. I think maybe they're just now getting there. So it may be really good.
They may start biting right now. So FLW guys, you ought to catch them this week. So that runs through this weekend. So Friday, the Heartland Anglers Tennessee Division 21, the Friday tournament with those guys. And then the Fishermen Team, Alabama Northwest on Lake Wadowie. So a lot of things going on. And I love being able to scroll this calendar now. If you guys have not checked out the new Anglers Channel update, you can view this calendar in a lot of different ways. You can view it just tap over here as a list, or you can view it as a monthly calendar. So I got an list view here, and I just scroll down day by day, and I love it. So high school fishing back in action again on the Mississippi River, FLW High School group that is on the Mississippi River near La Crosse. I love that description there, near La Crosse.
Near La Crosse. Well, you know, it depends on where they put
where
in.
Are we
it's
fishing?
Near La Crosse.
Near La Crosse.
Listen, we don't make up the names of the lakes or the ramps. We just input what's there, damn it. Or David does.
Good job, David. Good job, Dave. Big Bass on Grand. That ought to be, if we're not picking tournaments yet, I think we're still a month, you know, a couple of weeks away till next month, and we will be picking tournaments again.
A couple
of
weeks.
Maybe
it's
not.
May 26th.
I don't know if Chris is done with that this year.
No, Kenneth's got the trophy. We're not done with it yet. So
I mean, you've got to get the trophy back before we can cancel anything. I know that's, well, I mean, just part of how we do this, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't, you know, once I win it back, then we'll quit. So
yeah, then we'll cancel it. Yeah, it'll be over at that point. So no more picking at all, Kenneth, after that. You know how that is.
But I mean, it's May 27th, so we'll be fine. I mean, next week we'll pick it. Coming
we'll
up.
We'll start
right.
back.
It'll be all right. We'll get to it.
Or we could just pick this week and call a winner for the month. I mean, you could do that. We could pick one tournament, and Chris, you win it back, and it's over at that point.
All right. What's the pick?
I'm not going to do
what's
that.
The
again.
What's
it
the pick?
It is kind of how y'all roll,
what's
though.
What's the pick?
He's smiling right now, so let's keep him smiling. All right. So, did you notice Kenneth's coon eyes, by the way? I know the viewers can't see that, but he knows Kenneth's coon eyes. I mean, look at that. The boy's been on the water.
Yeah, he has been on the water quite a bit. That's impressive. Way to go.
Moving on down the list, the BFL Northeastern on the Chesapeake Bay. So, I love it that all these guys are getting back going here. ABAs are rocking this weekend. The first annual we like to give out to our benefit charity tournaments here. First annual Lexington High School Marching Band Bass Tournament out of Wheeler. So heads up, guys, I was there last weekend. Y'all taking out of Joe Wheeler State Park. Be careful. The trooper is just outside the buoys. But you need to go north, young boys. Go north, okay? So keep rolling there. Get out of that Badlands. Media Bass, Carolina Anglers Team Trail, Bass Champs.
The Badlands as in Wheeler or the – Badlands as in the no wake zone.
The Badlands as in the fish ain't biting on the south end. Let's just say that. So wow. Maybe they were biting for everybody else but me. You know how that is. So, but the boat traffic was terrible. So USA Angler's Choice. Let's get one more here. Let's get a Sunday. Angler's Quest, Lake Conroe, May 31st. Lake Conroe ought to be rolling right now. So, excited to see our calendar filling back up. If you are a tournament director, if you are a tournament fisherman, and you say, hey, man, you'll never even talk about my trail. Well, we probably don't have it listed is why we don't talk about it. So if you take a moment, jump on there, tournament anglers, tournament directors, anglerschannel.com, scroll all the way to the top. Go over there to submit tournaments and give us your information about your tournaments. David, we'd love to have that information. Also, if you have results from your events, please submit those results, and we would love to share with you all about what's happening around the country here, and probably could do around the world. If you had a tournament somewhere else around the world, we'd love to list it there too. So tournament action is back, and we love it. Chris, tell us what's out, how we get out of here.
It is definitely back, that's for sure. So look at that, 56 minutes, under an hour. Another great show. Big thanks to our buddy John Cruz for coming on tonight. And, of course, thank you to all of you guys for tuning in and listening to this week's Anglers Channel Insider Podcast. We encourage you to subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast app. Kenneth, do you think our buddy who said, I'm not listening anymore, you think he's still listening?
Oh, he's there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. He's there.
Thanks for listening, bud. We appreciate it.
If you keep talking about him, he's going to listen.
He's going to listen. That's for sure. So
he's getting notifications.
Oh, yeah.
As it drops, he gets notifications.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, like I said, if you feel like you want to chime into the show or let us know your opinion on anything we've talked about, always chime in via the podcast hotline brought to you by TrickStep, 256-535-3217. Feel free to call and leave us a voicemail. Shoot us a text. We won't answer. We'll just listen to the comments. We might talk about them on the show. We might not talk about the show. I tell you what, let's do. How about the 10th texter to the 256-535-3217 podcast hotline brought to you by TrickStep? The 10th texter will receive a $25 gift card courtesy of
Sportsman's
Warehouse and Sportsman's.com. 256-535-3217. Folks, thanks so much for listening this week. On behalf of our guests, the cruise missile, Mr. John Cruz, pinching it off in hotel bathrooms all across the country. For the AC Circus, Mr. David Jean, Kenneth Grover, Mr. Jason Duran, I am Chris Brown. And in honor of my wonderful little girl, my black lab who just passed away, Lindsay Brown, The quote I have tonight is, I wonder what she named me. Just curious.
Oh,
guys, have a great week. God bless. Wash your damn hands. Put on your damn life jacket. Got your damn kiss. So we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Anglers Channel Insider Podcast, your number one tournament resource.